Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Well, welcome everybody. Welcome to another edition of News You Can Use. And yes, of course, today we're going to give you something to talk about. Let's give them something to talk about. Something to talk about. Let's give them something to talk about. Talk about. And it's so great to have you here with me, Tracy Knight, back in the house.
How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. All that good kind of stuff.
Everything. All the things.
How was it?
It was great.
Was it great?
Yeah, we kind of laid low this year. I think we did obviously invite quite a few people, but with this new variant, I think people were a little hesitant to want to come out, and unfortunately, some did end up getting the virus. So, but it's okay. Laying low was fine. It was nice.
You know? And sometimes it gives you a chance to reconnect and get back to the simpler times, right?
Absolutely.
When it wasn't so busy and you didn't have to cook for 500 people and, all these expectations. I know this year, for the first time in a while, because we were in Florida, I didn't decorate big for Christmas. I didn't put up a tree.
Nice.
And I got to tell you, when I got back from that sunshine state, it was so nice to not have to take a tree down.
No takedown.
You had to take down two.
Oh, yes, I did. Next year it'll be three if I can find one on Marketplace.
I know. I'm looking forward to doing it up big next year, because I missed it, but it was just really nice. And then this morning, I'm walking two big brick steps coming out my door and just a sheet of ice right on my butt. Thank God it was my butt, though, and not my back.
Okay.
Not my back. And I just kind of laid there for a little bit, got my act together, got back up, and kept on going. So
got the cushion there for a reason.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to leave a mark, as they say.
Well, not everyone will see it.
No. So, well.
Good thing we're in radio, not TV.
That's right. There will be no show and tell on this program. So one of the things that Tracy and I wanted to talk about is it's now a couple weeks past the new year, and we all make those New Year's resolutions, right? I think it would be fun to talk about what some of them are and maybe even talk about, I wish we could have people call in, because I'm sure it'd be so fun to hear what people's resolutions are and how many people have already broken them.
Well, considering the response that you've gotten lately to our show, it's nice to see that you're receiving emails, after the show for certain things. So I'm sure going forward, you'll have plenty of comments to comment on from our listeners.
Let's hope so. That reminds me, I should give out my email address more often, because we do like to hear from folks who tune into our show. And now that Tracy's joining me, I've gotten some comments out there that they love it. They love it. They love the entertainment value. They love the, zig and zag that we do and chit-chatting. And so I want to give you the email address. And if you have any comments or just want to say hello to Tracy and I, don't be mean. We don't want any mean girls on there. It's ann, at baldwinmedia, baldwinmedia.net. And we'll give that out again later in the show. So you've done the research for this one. I'll let you take the lead, Tracy.
Well, I think the one thing that I found very interesting was that there was a study published in the Journal of Clinical Psychology that basically said only 46% of all people will keep their New Year's resolutions.
That's high. I think that's really high.
You say only and you think, only 46%. But you're right. I mean, it's pretty much like half, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the resolutions are typically across the board very much the same, right?
Right. I'm going to guess what the without looking at your notes, I'm going to guess that the biggest one is to lose weight.
Close enough. It was exercise was number one, but number two was lose weight. So right. Yes, absolutely.
Right. And this time of year, it's just been ad after ad after ad on all your platforms for, weight loss and this and that. Gym memberships are up, but not really some places because of COVID. Mm-hmm. I know I recommitted myself to going to the gym, mm-hmm. and that was December 28th, mm-hmm. and I've been twice. Mm-hmm. So how's that working out for me?
Well, I mean, it's twice as better than zero.
That's right.
Okay, let's focus on the positive.
Right. But it's so funny, don't you think? I mean, I find it interesting that people wait until this time of year to make those resolutions. Why don't we work on these things and have these as goals, you know, all year round? Why don't we do that?
Right. Or evaluate it maybe every 6 months and say, okay, it's been 6 months now since I said I was going to do this. Am I doing it? If not, maybe, you know, starting at that point.
Yeah.
You know, I spoke to a few people, to be honest, you know, over the holiday, basically because I knew this was something that you and I were going to be talking about. And it was interesting to see that there were quite a few people that had one of the same comments. And one comment was to kind of put forth this new, turning over a new leaf, basically, getting rid of grudges, trying to forgive people more often and get closer. And I thought that was nice. And I think that also has to do a lot with the past couple of years we've had with this virus and with people realizing about, you know, obviously your own mortality and what really is important.
That's really a good point. And we should look at and kind of refocus, I believe, on a regular basis. And if you look at what's going on in the world, you know, I'm from Colorado. I grew up there. I've got a lot of friends that still live out there and family. And some of my friends are in Boulder County. And they just had this huge wildfire. It looks like Armageddon.
I saw.
I've spoken to my friends and entire neighborhoods, you know, wiped out. And people that I know, their homes have burnt down. Mm-hmm. And you sit there and think, and I'm going to worry about the guy driving in front of me who's not going fast enough.
Right.
You know, those kinds of things. You're right. We do have to put things in perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, it was this time exactly last year that my dad passed away.
Right.
And being his caretaker and seeing what he was thinking, and because he was still there in his mind, you know, what was going on? What regrets did he have? What were his final thoughts? Mm-hmm. And then after he passed, looking around at all of his things.
Right.
And what am I going to do with all of these things that to him were treasures?
Correct, yes.
He loved so many of his antiques and things. And now here I am with a basement and attic full of things that I just find I can't get rid of because I know how much they meant to him.
Right.
But they don't mean anything to anybody else.
Right.
So
right.
My point is, for me, I go back to that. And that helps me put things into perspective. I'm not so sure about the forgiving people and letting grudges go, because some people that I have grudges against, they deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm sure they do, but angel on the shoulder for a moment.
Let's try.
No, but actually, I think another thing I was thinking, and I'm sure everybody has seen them as you're sitting home throughout the holidays, these St. Jude commercials, which I cannot watch one of them without breaking down into tears. I cannot not be touched by these, you know, commercials.
And Shriners Hospital as well.
And Shriners. Yep. Oh, so I'm sitting there watching these poor little kids who never got a chance to do anything and are already suffering. It makes me so angry. That actually makes me angry. But they're so optimistic. They're smiling. And I think to myself, I'd like to take a lot of those angry elves that walk the earth, you know, and say, you guys are mandated to spend maybe a week or two. I think a week would do it. Maybe a couple days would do it. In these hospitals, around these families, around these children, realize what real suffering is. And then maybe kind of, you know, change your life around a little bit.
Yeah.
Get some different perspective.
A different perspective. And that's what I was offered as a news reporter. When I would go out to some of these stories, we used to do this thing called Share of Giving. Mm-hmm. And so we'd go and help people's dreams come true. Well, it was kind of like a Make-A-Wish, but it was around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And there was this one little girl that, you know, her family had put in their wishes. And at Channel 30, I was there to go and help them grant their wish. And some of the donors came. And this one little girl, there was five kids. Mm-hmm. One girl wanted a bike. So this woman shows up in her van, and she's got like a handkerchief on her head. Mm-hmm. And she unloads the bike, and I said, oh, can we interview you about making this little girl's wish come true? She said, you know, I'd rather not, because I don't have any hair. That's why I'm wearing this. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have long to live because I'm suffering from cancer. Mm-hmm. And so I've told myself until the end, I'm going to do what I can to do one good deed a day.
That's so great.
And you talk about just a tear jerker.
Absolutely.
Tear jerker. But,
absolutely,
you know, here's kind of another side to the story, which I think people will find interesting. And this is one of the things I don't miss about television news. So the woman didn't want to be on camera.
Right.
So I call back to the newsroom and I said, you know, she really doesn't want to be on camera. She's a cancer patient. And my news director gets on the phone and said, I don't care if she's bald. I don't care if she puts a hat on. She has to be on camera. We have to get her donating this bike.
Okay.
Okay. So I had to go back to this woman and just explain to her the situation and see if there's any way she would consider just briefly giving this girl the bike. And she did. But I shouldn't have to do that, right?
Absolutely not.
If somebody wants to do a good deed, that doesn't necessarily mean they want to, you know, stand on some big pedestal.
Right.
So, but I did it because if I didn't do it, I would have been in trouble. But mm-hmm. so there's two parts to that story, which mm-hmm. I find very interesting. Mm-hmm. But my point there is it did change my perspective. Some of these stories that I did mm-hmm. and you think, really, this is what I'm worried about today.
Right.
This is why I'm mad at you.
Right.
This is why I'm in a bad mood.
Sure.
Put it in perspective, folks.
Sure. You woke up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
any day is a great day when you wake up.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And if it's not a good day, go back to bed, get up and start over.
Try again.
that's what we always say in the program. If you know, just do a restart saying, okay, I've had a bad day. I fell down the steps this morning. True. And I'm going to start my new day right now.
But you look fantastic.
Oh, you want to see my butt?
Not yet.
Okay.
But it's only Wednesday.
Excuse me. You can't say it's only Wednesday.
Oh, that's
we'll
right.
cut that out. Okay. So there we go. So weight loss, get back to the gym. Numbers 1 and 2. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. I'm here with Tracy Knight and Baldwin. It's so great to have you along. So here we go. Number three,
get organized.
Oh, geez.
I feel like I do that and then I have to do it like a month later again.
No, I've been to your house. Your house is so, I'm going to say your house is organized probably because you just did a major move.
Right.
And you upsized, but you got probably, that was an opportunity to get rid of a lot of stuff,
it
right?
It was. I purged. And, you know, going back to what you had said earlier, I had lost my mom. It's 10 years now this year, actually, which is unbelievable to me. But it was the same. I lost my mother and my grandmother within like a couple of years of each other. And we were all very, very close. And I got all of their things. And like you, when I was going to move, there had been things I was holding on to for 9 years, mm-hmm. you know, and I didn't do anything with them. They weren't things that I was going to necessarily put out. But I just wanted to have them. They were a piece of her. I wanted to hold on to it. But at the end of the day, I had to take that moment and say, wait a second, Tracy, do you really, really need to have this with you? Is this something that you're going to gift to your children mm-hmm. afterwards
right.
as a memory piece? And they really weren't. You know, my mother, she was a really funny woman. You would have absolutely loved her. And she was very much into her wardrobe, into fashion. And she used to watch what the latest trends were for the year. And she would say, okay, every woman is supposed to have a certain amount of white shirts in her closet, a certain amount of blazers, a certain amount of pants, jeans. So when she passed away, I did not realize how many white shirts she had.
Wow.
And when I went into her closet, she had 61 white shirts. I'll never forget that number because we all counted them out because I was like, there's got to be 100 shirts here.
That's amazing.
61 white shirts. So I can't keep 61 white shirts. And she was 5'2", I'm 5'7". So
right.
The clothes weren't the same size.
Yeah, it's a real issue. It's kind of like Cold Stone. Like it is the little one.
Mm-hmm.
Love it is the middle dish, mm-hmm. which is a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. And then gotta have it. Is the big one.
So true.
Okay, so you can say this about your things. I like it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Mm-hmm. Gotta have it.
Right.
And I've got a problem with that too. You haven't been to my house yet. But that's one of my resolutions mm-hmm. is to start. We've got this, it's called, you know, neighborhood free, where you can just, if I can't use it and it's not going to do anything for me, let me at least give it to another family or somebody.
Absolutely.
That will cherish it and thinks it's a great thing.
Right.
You know, that, or you can have a tag sale mm-hmm. and that's frustrating. Mm-hmm. So why not just re-gift it to somebody at no charge? I mean, what's $5, $10, $20? You know, it's it's too complicated. So just let somebody else enjoy.
Or have tag sales. I had several tag sales.
I just said no. I'm never having another tag sale.
Huh?
Oh my gosh, you talk about something that just makes me go nuts. I just can't handle it. I'll put a buck on something and people want it for 50 cents and I'd rather put it in the trash.
Yeah.
So those aren't for me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I advertised for a tag sale when we had first moved. So we moved in the winter of last year and then come like spring. So I think it was like April 1st or something. We had our tag sale and I advertised it for a 9 o'clock start. Do you know?
7.
6:30.
Yeah. Looking for guns, ammunition, knives, and records.
Not where I live, but the records, yes. They were looking for records. They were looking for any type of collectibles for
yep.
baseball teams, mm-hmm. baseball cards.
Yep.
You know, so it was, but it was interesting. 6:30. Hey, do you mind? I know we're early. Yeah, 3 hours practically early.
Oh, yeah.
But we just, and I'm like, go ahead. I'm setting up. I don't have everything out yet.
Right.
But
I wouldn't let them come. So here's what you got to do next time, Tracy. Let me just help you out. So next time you do this and you put in an ad, right in bold print at the bottom, no early birds, please.
I've seen that. I know.
You have to.
I should have. I should
have to because these people, this is their livelihood. A lot of them, I've talked to them, like, why do you do this? And a lot of them go to farmers markets and stuff and sell their stuff. So anyway, hopefully you'll put that on your next
I will. And I can tell you that the things that I did not sell, going back to some of the things that you've said, I ended up donating to a few different shelters. Like they were sets of dishes and, you know, sets of cups and silverware and everything. So it was nice. So that you knew somebody was getting something they needed.
And people are. People can utilize those types of household items. So that's great. Okay. Yep. So where are we at? Number five.
Are we, or number four? No, three was get organized. So number four, learning a new skill.
Like what?
I don't know. Just that was listed as these are the top 10.
A new skill. All right. Or
maybe a new sport, a new hobby. Well,
but why does it have to be new? Why does it have to be a new skill? Why can't you revisit a skill that you already have and perfect that maybe?
Well, you could.
That's what I would do.
Well, you could and you should.
Yes.
What would that be for you?
Piano.
Oh.
So I have a piano and I have an organ, which is for sale if anybody wants it. It's a Baldwin. I have a Baldwin. I bought it, of course, because it's a Baldwin organ. It's huge. It's heavy and I don't play it, so I got to get rid of it. But anyway.
She looks like Vanna White now as she's describing
this. Yes, my hands are all over the. I should be Italian like you, right? No. I'm a crazy Irish lady. So anyway, yeah, I've been going back to the piano and just revisiting that because I have some pretty good memory of that and sit down and do it. So if you're not going to take on something new, revisit it.
Sure.
I used to go to Zumba all the time and then COVID hit. Mm-hmm. But now I'm kind of re-engaging in that. But here's the thing. You got to wear a mask.
It's so hard to work out with a mask.
Oh, my God. And do Zumba, which is, for those of you who don't know, it's 1 hour pretty extensive, we'll call it dance.
Yeah.
Fitness class, and it's to music, and it's just, it's horrible.
Well, you and I almost just tanked getting into the studio, going up the staircase.
Oh, my God. We had to walk up three flights of stairs, and I didn't think we were going to make it.
We need Zumba.
Oh, we do. Okay, so there's a thought, yes. And that, I think it keeps your brain fresh, too. But I don't know about you. Like, if I'm trying to learn a new instrument or a new language right now, Bill tries to teach me Polish, like little bitty phrases. I can't remember the next day.
I bet you remember, like, the curse words, though.
I remember the love ones.
Oh, the love.
Le Chebia Koham.
Oh, that's very nice.
You know what that means?
I don't.
I love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you too. I actually dated a Polish guy in eighth grade.
Oh, righty.
I remember he said, Jaksamash, is that right?
Jaksamash.
And then Dobrze is?
Dobrze.
Uh-huh.
That means thank you.
Okay. So I know two words.
Yep. Jaksamash, how are you? and I know Hutch.
Butchered that. I'm so sorry to all the Polish people.
That's okay. I probably did too, but that's the best we can do.
I cook a really good kapusta though.
Yeah.
All right. So we're on number six or number five. I'm not sure. Live life to the fullest. We're losing count. Live life to the fullest. I think that's already, you know.
That's pretty self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do, but we should all, like you said, reset.
Here's a big one.
Okay.
Here's a big one. You ready?
Yeah.
Save money, spend less.
Yeah. Especially now.
Yeah.
It's so true.
That's what they say. I mean, really. I mean, look what, you know, with prices, I mean, you'll see it on the news every morning.
I know it.
I mean, we're not going to be able to eat meat soon.
Mm-mm. No.
And then when they know that we can't buy the meat because we can't afford to buy the meat, then the vegetables are all going to go up to the point at which we can't afford the vegetables. Then what do? We go to like Spam again? Do you do Spam?
No, I don't. I hope I never have to. But you know, you really bring up a good point. You know, everything from gas prices, it's just out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And I think too, because of what's going on right now with the economy, and we won't get into politics because that's not what the show's about, but it's a good time to really take a look at, you know, getting settled. Like what you did, you could kind of put your whole family under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fortunate that I just paid off my mortgage after 30 years, and I'm supposed to paint my front door red, I guess, or something. But I don't really need to advertise it, but I guess I just did. But anyway, it's a great feeling. But now I feel unsettled.
Okay.
Where do I go next?
Right.
What can I buy? Maybe I should buy a summer home, blah, 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 blah. So you get that. But then I put it in perspective saying I have a roof over my head that's paid for.
Mm-hmm.
I have a used car. I'm just going to stay right where I'm at.
And take a breath.
Settle down.
Yeah, just take a breath, you know, for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all we can do.
Yep. Taxes are going up. Everything's out of control. So if you're comfortable, try to stay that way because it's easy to overspend.
We'll talk about saving even more money.
Mm-hmm.
This next resolution.
Okay.
Quit smoking.
Okay. Yeah.
I know that's a tough one for you.
That's a tough one. Yeah. I quit drinking 11 years ago and that was hard, but stopping smoking is even harder.
Yeah, I bet.
So I'm kind of on and off with that. That was one of my resolutions and I put the patch on and I'm cutting back, but I haven't officially quit yet because then something stresses me out and I go right back to my bad behaviors. But all I can say is I'm working on it.
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a step.
It's a step, but it's harder than anything else. Everybody says it. I know people who've done heroin and say stopping heroin was easier than stopping smoking.
Right. And depending on the longevity, like how long you've been doing that. And yeah. It's just your body's like, no, I want
okay,
I
let's
wanna
go to the next one.
I can't talk about it now. I'm wanting a cigarette.
No, I feel bad. I feel guilty.
Spending more time with family, which we sort of touched on, you know, really kind of valuing family and being able to get that kind of that old
The extended family kind of thing back in check, right?
That's it.
Well, you're fortunate, though. You've got them right there. You know, my kids are, I just saw my son in Tampa. I saw my mom in Florida. Not that long, my daughter and my granddaughter in Texas. And, you know, that I made a priority. But now with the way things are, you know, who knows when the next time will be.
Absolutely.
So if you're someone who's got family down the block and you maybe haven't spoken to them over politics or something made you mad, mend that fence, man.
That's it.
Because you don't want to have any regrets down the road.
It's all about the peace. Mm-hmm. You need peace in your life.
And so family's hard, man.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, it's, you know, it's a challenge. But it's a worthwhile challenge. So to the last couple, traveling more and reading more. Those are the last two.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Read more or travel more? Which one?
Oh, you can travel more. So it says travel more, but it's so hard to do these days, especially with COVID. I got to tell you, traveling to and from Florida was no treat. And but there's other ways to travel. Mm-hmm. So get in your car, do a little road trip. Yep, that's a good one.
Unless you were the unfortunate people who happened to be on 95
oh my God.
In Virginia and stuck there for, they said, 24 hours for some of those people.
Yep.
But you know what I want to pull out of that? I mean, I know that's a really, you know, it was a sad thing to watch, to be honest, because it's dangerous. It's 17 degrees. People were in their cars, and some people don't travel with blankets and, you know, emergency kits. They were, you were watching people use their, just their hearts and going out there and giving people food and water if they had extra food and water in their car. And it was just so nice to see the good side of people coming out to help one another.
The person who handed out the oranges, they were looking for the orange hero. Yeah. Just a simple gesture like that, you know, goes a long way.
But again, like your person with the bike who didn't want to kind of be on camera and be the person who's like, oh, look what I did. Yep. They didn't really want to be known because they did it as a good deed from their heart, out of the kindness of their heart. I mean, and that's what we all should be doing.
Absolutely. All right. Last one.
That was the last one.
Oh, reading
more. Yeah.
You know, every time.
No,
well, every time I read, I fall asleep.
Well, that's a good thing.
I guess so. But I'm not, you know, I'm just not a real avid reader. What's the last thing you read?
Don't even ask me that.
Don't ask me.
I do a lot of writing, so I don't get to do a lot of reading.
Well, see, and that's the other, that's a creative piece for you. I know you love to write songs and other things. So, and your son's in the music industry.
Yes,
so that just is a great, you know, transition. And that's a relationship thing, right? That's
absolutely.
That's something that brings you and your son together.
Experience.
It's a bonding. Yes. So whatever it is, whatever talent you have, it doesn't have to be reading. But I know. And that's the other thing for my father. I have so many books.
Oh, really?
So many books because he was an avid reader. And I think that is one of the things that kept his mind so fresh and good right up until the end because he loved to read. Some of the smartest people I know, I'm saying, why are you so smart? They read.
You see those people on the beach and they've got a book with them in their bag. And I think I would love to be that person, but I never can do that. When I'm on a beach and I get there and I get on my chair, I have to look around. I people watch. That's my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
It
depends on what beach you're at, but
But good for those who can read because it does definitely build the brain.
It does. It does. I mean, I just can't get through it, but that's something I should work at too. Ann Baldwin here with Tracy Knight. And again, we love to hear your comments. I'm going to give you an email address if you want to send us. Maybe you've got a topic for a show or you just want to say hi. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is ann@baldwinmedia.net. ann@baldwinmedia.net. So we just got done going through the top 10 New Year's resolutions, which many of us have already broken or still working towards. But it's just hard. It's hard to stay positive in the times that we're in. So I think we all just need to find something that makes us happy.
Absolutely.
And whatever that is, whether it's exercise, and sometimes it's hard to force yourself into doing things that, you know, I don't have time or I'm not going to make it or the weather's not great. Mm-hmm. You can make excuses all day long, but take time for yourself and take care of yourself. That's really the bottom line, I think.
That's it. Find a buddy, maybe somebody else who's feeling the same way you are, wanting to start over and, you know, do new meal planning and exercising and all the good stuff that keeps us healthy.
Right. And you bring up a good point because I'm going to call on you, Tracy.
Good.
To come over and help me declutter. I need help. I cannot say no. I cannot get rid of things. So that's your strength. It's not mine.
Okay.
And then I can maybe figure out something that I like to do that I could help you with.
We'll
let you guys know how that goes.
I love that.
Maybe you can show me how to make some of that good Italian food.
Could be a show topic.
Maybe it could. We'll have to consider that. Well, this has been fun. And, you know, folks, just keep your head up. That's all we can do. But you've got an ending quote for us, so I'll give you some time for that.
I do have an ending quote. It says, when you find a king, keep him. When you find a queen, love her. Reshuffle the deck of cards because you might end up with a joker.
Ooh.
I really like
That's really good. Okay, or an ace of spades or something. Ooh, ooh, that's even worse. Okay, so read it one more time.
When you find a king, keep him. When you find a queen, love her. Don't reshuffle the deck because you might end up with the Joker.
Reminds me of Mystery Date. Remember that game? What a great quote to end the show on. And, of course, we couldn't do it without all of you tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use. On behalf of myself and Tracy Knight, enjoy the rest of your day. And thanks for tuning in right here to WTIC News Talk 1080.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.